Our midweek, midday, midlife segment is happening on 104.1 FM KMOX. Going to do this every Wednesday at 11:30. And for those of us who are in that, you know, that range, you get into your 40s and, you know, you have aging parents. And for some people, it is a much bigger issue. It's more imminent at this age. Sometimes takes a little longer in life to get there. But for those who are wondering how to navigate this period of your life, we are talking to Denise Brown, who is the founder and owner at the Caregiving Years Training Academy. And Denise is with us on KMOX. We appreciate your time, Denise. How are you?
Good morning, Chris and Amy. I'm great. I hope the same for you guys, too.
Yeah, we're doing great here on this Wednesday. And I know that for some people, it's, you know, just thinking about this, thinking about having a parent or parents who are getting to that age where they're going to start to need a little more help, a little more assistance, a little more caregiving. How does a person prepare if they're not quite there yet? How do they prepare to get to that point?
That's a great question. And when I think of the answer, I think of one word, and that is ask. And it's about asking questions in order to gather information about wishes, priorities, values. And it's not only asking questions of our aging parents, it's also asking questions of others in the family, as well as ourselves. And that can be really helpful. Now, of course, part of asking is starting conversations about difficult topics. And I think we also have to be patient as we go through this process of asking, because we might be starting to ask questions about an aging parent's financial situation. Mm-hmm. Well, when you ask about someone's money, what typically are they going to answer? Well, it's none of your business, right? So an aging parent might say, this is absolutely none of your business. And it's also helpful to know, okay, I just need to know, where do you bank? How can I access important records? What do I need to know about life insurance, a trust, your financial planner? One of the things that I did with my parents that I was really grateful for, and I was kind of surprised I was this smart about it, but I asked for relationships. So I asked my parents, for instance, to introduce me to important people in their life, like their attorney, their financial planner, their friends. And when I had those relationships, it became helpful when I needed to reach out, for instance, to the financial planner, to the attorney. I knew who they were and they knew who I was.
That is such a great point with, okay, where do you bank, you know, your lawyer, close friends, and even something like how much have passwords complicated things?
Oh, yes.
Oh boy, that's a great question.
Because, like, yes. I mean, everything's a password. Everything's, you know, two-step authenticated phones. I don't even know where to begin. So I'll let you take it, Denise.
Amy, that's such an important piece of information that we all want to capture for each other, including for ourselves, too. Letting others know in our life how they can find our passwords. And for our aging parents, it's important, too, as well, to understand where do they keep important passwords for online accounts, for their phone, for their computer, because you never know when you have to access that information. So in many ways, what we're asking for is just access. If something happened, how would I have access? And, you know, the other one to have access to is someone's home.
Yeah.
Because you never know if there's an emergency and you have to get into a home. So where can I find the extra set of key? Could you give me an extra set of keys? Could a neighbor have an extra set of keys? Could there be a lockbox somewhere that has an extra set of keys? And sometimes a local fire department will keep an extra set of keys just in case. So when we think about a password, it's also thinking about what's locked up. And how do we have access to what that is?
Yeah. I mean, everything that is important requires multiple steps. And I think if we had one or two passwords, it would be one thing to make sure your family knows. But because I can't even keep up with how many passwords I have, I mean, think of automatic payments. Everything that needs to be, you know, canceled or taken care of. It just seems a bit overwhelming.
It's very overwhelming, capturing the information. And I think one of the challenges we have when we start to manage all these different lives, like the lives of our children, the lives of our aging parents, is that it's overwhelming to think about, how do I keep this information organized? Mm-hmm. And that's one thing to really think about. What's a system that comforts me because it keeps things organized? And it could be a spreadsheet. It could be a Word document. It could be an app. It could be notes that you take. Whatever it is that feels like, okay, this gives me peace of mind because I know where the information is. And then the other piece of it is, when we're capturing information, we want to make sure others know how to access it as well. We don't want to be the only one that keeps the access. We want to make sure others have access as well.
Go ahead. Okay. Well, this is different than the passwords. How do you have, or how do you know when to have the taking the car keys conversation? I have friends who are bad drivers, and some people are good drivers. But if you are a child, you know, your parent, right, is not, maybe you're recognizing they're not driving well. Do you have a conversation with your siblings? How do you know when to take the keys, and how do you know how to have that conversation?
I think that's one of the most stressful situations. It just is making my stomach turn thinking about it. It's very difficult to know how to step in, when to step in, and then when to actually add in what you're taking away. So, for instance, when you're thinking, okay, we need to take away the car keys, how are you providing transportation then? Because there's an impact. And the part of it then that can be complicated is, what are the transportation options? Mm. Yeah. And then what do we do? Because it might feel limited with transportation options. And I think what's really helpful is to know that it's not just you making a decision like this alone. You want to have conversations with doctors, for instance, so attending medical appointments. I think it's also helpful when you can to drive with your aging relative to get an insight into what's it like when they park, if they live in a home and they're pulling into the garage. What's it like when they pull into the garage? Do you notice that there's nicks and, you know, new dents in the car? So really be the observer and then think through, okay, how do I start the conversation? And I think it's helpful to think through starting the conversation. How do you feel about driving, Mom? When aren't you driving, for instance, at night? Where do you like to drive to? What are important activities that you need to get to? And then you have that kind of information that can help then think through, okay, I'm concerned. Let's start to talk to the doctor about this. And let's think about how we maintain independence for you when it's not independence through a car. It's independence through Uber or some other way to get you to where you need to go. We want to make sure you still stay active in the community.
What about this? What if you are well beyond, you know, this driving conversation? That you're way past that point where your parents need more serious care, but you feel like you can't really do it all for yourself. You know, what do you do about that? And maybe this should be a more specific question, but I don't know that I could ask that specific question. And, you know, there's more that I want to cover here with it. You know, I mean, because there's a lot that goes into that. Taking care of a parent, you have work, you have a life. You know, it's very difficult to be able to do that. So what do you say to someone who's in that position where it's a little more advanced?
Yes, and really, it's a great question. And a word that Amy used in really setting up our segment today was weird. And I would say it's a really weird feeling. That's such a good descriptor of what's happening. And when someone needs help, it's typically because of a disease or a diagnosis, and that's very difficult to manage. And you are thrown into the healthcare system, and you're starting to do things that make you uncomfortable or unsure. And you're also feeling the pressure of doing it right, except you might be doing some tasks that a healthcare professional does, and you are not a healthcare professional. So you feel this stress and pressure. And I think if we were to have one takeaway, it's that it's important to know it's not you doing it alone. It's you doing it with a team and thinking through who could be on your team and thinking about delegating tasks to individuals within your family system that are good at that task. For instance, my brother's a CPA, so he helped manage the finances. My sister has the great gift of gab. So she was the one that socialized with my parents in a way that I just don't have the capacity to do. I'm much more about let's get things done. And I sometimes drove my parents nuts because I was always like, let's get things done. And then my sister would come and just talk to them, socialize, gossip. Mm-hmm. And they loved that. So thinking through who's on the team and knowing when you are starting to take on those really significant tasks, it's good to have support around that. Those are emotional tasks as well. When you're doing something to help someone manage a disease process, it's emotional. You are feeling their heartbreak because life is different for them, but it's different for you too. It's important to know that it's not just tasks, it's the emotions of the experience, and to get that support around managing those emotions.
Yeah, you know, that is so important and something I feel really, really sensitive to, because how do you balance what we might think is physically the best thing for them with what is mentally best for them? Because I know, you know, a lot of times as people get older, maybe sometimes their world gets smaller. But I know with my grandma, like her Friday hair appointment, that was such a big deal to her. It was so important, you know, and that's like the generation making it through the Depression and living through those years. And, you know, for her, it was that Friday hair appointment. So changing that, because we want to take care of her physically, right? If you change that, it was so hard on her. And so how do you say, okay, my grandma, my grandpa, my parents, these routines and this familiarity is so important to them that I might be doing more harm by taking them out of it too much?
What you described as quality of life. And I think what we're trying to do is really maintain quality of life for, and we call them carees, anyone who's receiving our help and support, our carees, as well as for ourselves. And it's important to know that what quality of life looks like mm-hmm. is going to change over time. And to be okay with making decisions that you think, the hair appointment on Friday afternoons is so important, not only because of how it makes her feel, but because of how she feels in terms of engaging with that social part of being in the hair salon and all that activity and energy. That's an important part of someone's well-being. So let's think through how do we keep that as part of her quality of life and then adjust beyond that. It's always making a decision that feels like, oh, what's the best decision? And that pressure around what's the best decision. Mm-hmm. And if we can think about it from the perspective of quality of life, it can make it a little easier than to think, well, this is quality of life. We want to keep that.
Mm-hmm. Denise Brown is the founder and owner at the Caregiving Years Training Academy, has written multiple books on this subject. There's a 5-book series, in fact, called Take Comfort, and you should check them out. This is a bit really good stuff and important information. A lot of our listeners might be going through all of this right now and thinking, yeah, this is difficult, and it's nice to have some resources here and nice to have a little bit of support. So we appreciate you, Denise. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It was great to connect with you guys.